Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Man, I say that all the time, don't I? You know, one of these days I'm going to have to change it up, I think. So, hey, anyways, I want to welcome you out this week. I have a great episode planned for you today, and one I think that will be very beneficial, especially because this is something that's in one of my clients where we were just hoping to, free up, easily, $10,000, $20,000 or more of cash flow in a year. Found out in just one appointment, this will probably increase his income by about easily about $200,000 per year. And so it's huge. So I want to talk about this one because it's important. And so I'm going to title this here, Don't Be Cheap. Just to put it simply, don't be cheap. Now, I'm not talking about if you're living on rice and beans and all that kind of stuff, although that does apply, I don't want you to be cheap that way either, right? I want you to actually really enjoy life and have a full life, really, and invest in that. But this is actually referring to you, especially if you're in business, and this can even apply to you if you're an employee, because if you're an employee, you're still paid for value just like everybody else. And you hear me say all the time, dollars follow value. Like the more you create value for other people, the more you're able to solve problems, the more you're able to serve them and be able to add value in their lives, the more you can justify and receive in payment when it comes to money. And what I noticed with this guy when I was talking to him is I realized we're talking about some different things and trying to help him with his cash flow situation because, it was pretty tight. And as I started to dig into the business a little bit and look at the different services and packages that he offered in his business, I realized something. I said, wow, you're a lot less expensive than I expected. He said, yeah. And then he had two different businesses, two different locations. One was actually like the downsell for the nicer business. It was like, hey, you want the cheap option? Here, go to this other place. It's in the other town, but go here. And I was kind of surprised because I thought, wow, this is interesting. And so I said, okay, we need to talk about your pricing. And this is what I'm going to talk to you just like I talked to him the other day. And I'm going to share this with you too. Because there was two marketing studies that were done that have been done that talked about this. I mean, I'm sure there's probably more than this, but two examples of studies that they've done. And I told this to him. I said, you know what? This is not good. So he was cheap. And my advice to him was, okay, it's time for you not to be cheap anymore. And I asked him, I said, well, how are your services, like value-wise, how do they compare to everybody else? He said, well, actually, he's like, well, my cheaper location, it's in a weird location, so that's the downfall. But compared to other places that are like mine, I'm actually probably still the cheapest. And then I asked him about his other location. And he said, oh, I've got this stuff, like offer this and this and this and this. He had so much unique stuff. I mean, he was really high-end, like the highest end in his entire area. But again, he was still, when I asked him, I was like, how do you compare? He said, I'm a little bit cheaper than the average. And I said, I found our biggest money leak. And I told him, I said, here's the studies. Like, first and foremost, I said, one, when people are given options, when they look at prices, when they're price comparing, people don't necessarily go for the cheapest option. In fact, what they found is that more often than not, they actually don't go with the cheapest option because people imply that price and value are somehow, there's a correlation. So I asked him, I said, do you have a blender? He said, yeah, I do. I said, great. What kind of blender do you have? He said, well, I've got the Vitamix. And I said, a Vitamix, that's a pretty expensive blender, isn't it? He's like, yeah, I paid like $400 for it. I said, that's even more expensive than a BlendTec that you could probably get at Costco for $300. And definitely more expensive than a blender you could buy at Walmart for $20, $40, $50, right? You can even buy a decent one there, right? So why'd you go with the Vitamix? He said, well, the feedback on it was great. They had a lifetime warranty. They had all kinds of stuff, and we expected it to last longer. I said, you expected it to last longer. Why? He said, well, because it was, you know, it seemed to be higher quality. Well, how'd you know? Well, from what was said about it, I saw a demonstration. Plus, you know, we figured if it's that expensive, it's got to be good. And I said, bingo, right there. If it's expensive, you assumed it had to be good, right? And I told him, I said, hey, look at computers. Like, there's Mac, you know, like Apple computers versus, like, you know, normal Windows PC, you know, personal computers, things like that, that use Windows and things of that nature. I said, Mac computers are like sometimes double the price. But when it comes to technology, they're not double the technology in value. People in that case actually buy a brand. They buy the name. They buy. Now, granted, I have a Mac computer. I have an Apple computer, and I love it. And you know, never had a virus on it to this date. You know, knock on wood. There you go. That was my knock there for you. But you know, but still, like I've been very satisfied with it. But I know it's not the most advanced computer out there. I didn't buy it for that reason. I bought it because I wanted something that I could use. It was simple. It allowed me to do what I do best in my business, and that was it. It's a computer. And I said, same thing with your blender. Your blender, you bought it, probably the most expensive blender you could get, at least the one I know of. And but you got it, and have you been satisfied? Yeah, we've had it for years. Great. I said, so when people look at your pricing, they're looking at you and comparing you to everybody else, and say you come in as the cheapest option, what do you think they're implying about you? What do you think they assume about you? Oh, I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I see where you're going. My prices need to be higher. I said, yeah, they do. They need to be. And it's interesting because he said, you know, the whole reason I did it, he's like, and it's funny because I started up with higher prices. I assumed coming right out of college, out of school, and when I opened up my first business, I assumed that this was high value and I put higher prices. But then after a certain period of time, I got worried because I was one of the higher priced people, and or even at least around the middle of the pack. And so I actually went down, you know, I actually dropped my prices. I said, yep, that's where scarcity comes in. Scarcity stops you from doing things that are smart sometimes, right? Now, granted, this is counterintuitive because what I told them, I said, the studies have shown that the cheapest product are actually bought the least. They're chosen the least. The ones that are chosen the most are the top two, either the category where you're the middle of the pack or you're the most expensive. Now, not everybody will grab the most expensive, but you tend to get less complainers at the most expensive level because they want good value. They're looking for value, not just price shopping, right? But I told them, I said, worst case scenario, you should at least be the middle of the pack with everybody else and then show that you've got some good value because you've got obvious things. I mean, your location is premium. Like, it's better than any other location in the area. You've got, you offer all these perks that other places don't offer. Like, that's amazing. Like, that should be even higher priced than the average to represent the value, and people would expect it. Now, if you come in lower than what they expect, great. They don't have a qualm with it. And I'll give you an example. One of the packages he has is actually almost 10 grand. It's like $9,500. Now, the funny thing is that when he first started that business, he actually started with a $14,000 option, one that was about $5,000 higher, and people took it. But then after a while, he thought in his mind, oh, I'm probably just too high priced. And he went down in price by $5,000. Now, I looked at his other location. I said, hey, here, even your premium package, which is the second highest package, I said, you know, your other location, it's, you know, about, you know, $3,800. And I said, here's the next principle, or the next study. They've also looked at that there's psychological price barriers. And I told him, I said, hey, if something was selling on the shelf for $3 and then all of a sudden the price went up to $5, say the next day, would that really deter you from buying it? If you knew that it's now across the board $5, no matter where you find it, would you still buy it? Yeah. I'm like, and in your mind, is there really much of a difference between $3 and $5? No, exactly. That's a price barrier. There's psychological points, and I don't want to go into all of them because there's a lot of them. But I do this with a lot of my clients where I actually talk to them about all these different barriers. There's barriers where sometimes people are priced at a point where they could charge more and people won't bat an eye. I've seen this with a lot of chiropractors I've worked with where sometimes they'll say, like, hey, my per patient visit's $35 per visit. And I'll say, well, that's horrible because at minimum it should be 40, if not 50. Because the price barrier, there's one at $25 and then there's one at $50. And so if anything, try to go up towards, I said, even test this out, go up to 40, go from $35 to $40 and see what happens. And so they would, and they would go up, and that $5, nobody noticed. And there's a few people that said, oh, I wonder when you're going to raise your prices. I just didn't want to say anything. Well, of course not. Nobody wants you to raise your prices on them. Like, if you're going to stay cheap, if you're not going to value yourself that much, they're going to keep paying and they won't say a thing. But that won't stop them from paying you. And in fact, every time I've had dozens and dozens of people say, yeah, but Chris, what if I lose clients or what if I lose patients? You know, meaning like patients, like if you're a chiropractor or a dentist, some of them, they were afraid of losing patients. And I said, nope, you probably won't. If you do, you'll probably lose the complainer. And every time, even the complainers would say, oh, you raise your prices. All right, well, here's my card. and that's the thing. Now, I'm not saying you should just jack up all your prices and be super, super expensive where people can't afford you. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that your value should be reflected in your price. And so I told them, I said, with your price, that $37.95 could easily be $49.95 because there's a price barrier at $5,000. And the one below it's $2,500 and there's another one at $5,000. I said, think about it. Think in your mind, if you were paying for somebody else's services, that's worth the value, it's worth the service, and say you saw it for $3,800 or another one for $5,000, would you really see much difference in price in your mind? No, not really. I was like, yeah, even go hear what you did. $37.95 compared to $49.95. Is there really that much difference? No? Okay. That's why. I'm like, try it. So he actually did. And I said, I'm like, okay, that's going up $1,200 exactly if you do that pricing. Now, $1,200. Now, how many of those units, those packages, did you sell last year? He said, I sold about 80. I said, 80? So here's what happened. You lost 80 times $1,200 is $96,000 from that one package alone. He's got a total of 8 packages, right? I said, that one package alone, that's one of your more popular packages, you lost $96,000. He said, wow. I said, yep. I was like, from today, you need to raise these prices right now. I'm like, all of them across the board, especially that one location that was really cheap. It was dirt cheap. I was like, maybe you keep like the lowest package right around there. Maybe raise up a little bit, but not a ton. But everything else, we need to raise up. He's like, yeah. And I think I need to raise up my nice location too. I said, yeah, those are pretty low as well. Let's get those back up to where you were charging initially. Get them back up there. And I said, boy, if you do this, this alone will probably increase your income by your revenue in your business by at least $200,000. If one package out of those 8 increases it by $96,000, you're probably looking at $200,000 to $300,000 conservatively per year. And he's like, wow. And just think about it. The reason he came to me, he hired me, was because he was in a cash flow tight situation, made good money, but still wasn't able to be that profitable. He was looking to have more money so that he can bring more money home, right? And so just looking at that, we're like, oh my goodness, yes, we could do some awesome things. And that's the point, is that you don't want to be cheap. If you offer good value, now if you're just average like everybody else, great, then charge what everybody else charges. Don't be the cheapest, just charge what everybody else charges, because psychologically people will think that. But two, also make sure you're at the right price point for your product. Don't leave money on the table like he was doing. He was leaving $1,200 on the table every time, and that cost him $96,000 over the last year. Imagine what that could be year after year after year, right? You get where I'm going with this? So the point is that we want you to make sure you're getting the value that you do. If you're one of the best people in your field, if you're like really the top elite of what you do and you offer great value, more value than other people do, then make sure your price is above the average, if not the highest priced person. That's scary. It requires a lot of faith. That's why abundance is important. You got to have that abundance mindset and be able to accept it. And the key here is this, is that psychologically, you got to believe that you're worth more than that. Now, you might accept less, and that's great, but you got to believe that in your mind that people will value it more than what they're paying you. Now, if you can't justify it, then don't. Like, I could charge higher prices than I do right now. My prices are actually kind of low, and I've been advised to increase them again. I'm not going to quite yet, but there will be a day that probably will happen. But for right now, I think I've found a nice sweet spot, and that's where I'm at. You know, I'm more expensive than some coaches, but I'm cheaper than a lot of them, you know, and I'm okay with that. The great thing is I guarantee that people, if they're a right fit for my clients and we screen them through, I know that they'll make their money back within a year, because that's what my whole goal is in 6 months to a year, can we help make that money back? Can I help them find at least the same amount in that year, if not double? And I feel confident with that. That's why I don't feel like I have to be desperate and have to beg people to work with me. So will there be a day where I might be one of the highest priced people out there? Probably. But for right now, you know, that's where I'm at. I'm still at a great price point, and you know, that's kind of how it works. And so, and I'll tell you, people have complained less and people have gotten more results as they've paid me more too. They've been happier. They sent me more referrals, and it's crazy, but people are happier than you just being the cheap person. So my advice to you is don't be cheap. All right. Everybody go and make it a great and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.